For a few minutes today, the state house floor started to sound like Britain's House of Commons. The chaos erupted after members of the House Resources Committee released their much-anticipated bill, proposing another round of oil tax credit reforms. Or at least five members of the committee did. Four of them, members of the House Minority Republican Party, say they were never consulted. Here's Anchorage Republican Chris Birch.
In no time was this bill brought before us. As a matter of fact, it was actually presented to the media. And if consensus was achieved, it was done in a secret meeting. That is not transparent.
Birch expressed frustration over the lack of review.
And I typically, in my experience as a committee member, I would be given the opportunity to review the bill before it would be shared with the press.
And for at least half an hour, members of the House Minority and Majority Caucuses argued over whose names should be on the bill, how it should be introduced, decorum in debating motions, and nearly everything that can be fought over besides the content of the bill. And that debate is likely going to continue because in its current form, the bill packs a punch. It cuts net operating loss credits from 35% to 15%, and it limits the ability of companies to earn those credits if they're producing more than 15,000 barrels of oil per day. This is a big deal for some smaller oil companies. Armstrong Energy and Kalis Energy, two smaller producers on the North Slope, say those net operating loss credits are a big concern for them this session. The bill also eliminates the state's credit repurchasing program in 2018. That program has gotten a lot of attention in the last 2 years because Governor Bill Walker has vetoed millions in payments the state already owes to companies under that program. The state estimates it will owe oil companies about $650 million by June. The bill also raises the state's minimum tax from 4% to 5%, and it hardens the floor. When lawmakers refer to the floor in the oil tax credit discussion, they're talking about credits that companies can take that allow them to dip below the state's 4% minimum tax rate. Anchorage Democrat Garen Tarr, who chairs the House Resources Committee, says there will be plenty of time to debate the bill.
We consider this just a starting point. For anyone who's followed oil and gas issues over the last few years, you know that many, many hearings is generally several dozen hearings. So I anticipate that will be, you know, what happens this year as well, that we will have ample opportunity for industry, for concerned Alaskans to hear from the administration.
But if the debate over how the bill was introduced is any indicator, the debate over what it does could be deafening.